This is Radio Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
President Hichilema swears in Constitution Technical Team. Government challenged on true Zambian ownership of mines. And thousands rally for change ahead of Cameroon's presidential election. Good afternoon. With the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. President Hakainde Hichilema has sworn in the newly appointed technical team for the Constitution. Speaking during the swearing-in ceremony at State House today, President Hichilema called for time management among the technical team in the execution of their duties for efficient delivery of services. Mr. Hichilema urged the technical team to be cost-conscious in all their procurements, a move he says would help the country to save on resources that can be used to finance the free education policy. I want to appreciate on behalf of the government and the people of Zambia for accepting to serve in these roles and perform this function, which is delicate, said President Hichilema. The head of state is confident that the appointed team will discharge their duties diligently, as they were selected and recommended by fellow citizens, a demonstration of belief by citizens. He reminded the team to take account of the operating environment, saying with diversity in the country, everything must be done in a democratic manner.
It's the way we have constructed our constitutional democracy, that we work in certain ways. The Constitution confers on us, many of us, different roles via elections, periodic elections, ordinarily every 5 years, that will perform these roles, including amending the Constitution.
Tonse Alliance Vice Chairperson Danny Pule has warned that his party, the Christian Democratic Party CDP, is considering pulling out of the alliance if ongoing internal wrangles are not addressed. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Dr. Pule said he has, in his capacity as vice chairperson, engaged individuals issuing conflicting statements within the alliance in an effort to restore unity. Dr. Pule emphasized that his party does not want to be associated with ongoing squabbles, adding that CDP will soon convene a party congress to decide the way forward. As things stand, the CDP is actively preparing for the 2026 general election, said Dr. Pule. He expressed disappointment with the current state of affairs in the alliance, adding that most Zambians trusted the alliance as a special vehicle for the 2026 general elections. Dr. Pule further disclosed that his party will soon issue an official statement regarding its continued membership in the alliance.
I'm not ruling out any opinion of what I'm saying. Obviously, as I've said, we know where this thing is leading. If we finalize, there's no reconciliation. Obviously, there's nothing for us to work for in Tonse. That's basically my position is I'm not ruling out anything. We want to work from the position of strength.
Economist Trevor Hambayi has dismissed sentiments suggesting that Zambians own the country's mines through shares held by ZCCMIH in major mining companies, saying such claims are an excuse to favor foreign entities. Mr. Hambayi said it is misleading to claim that Zambians own the mines when ZCCMIH only holds minority shares in most of them. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Hambayi stated that what citizens truly want is full Zambian ownership and control of the country's mineral resources. The kind of ownership Zambians have always desired is one where a Zambian or a group of Zambians fully owns and runs the major mines in the country, said Mr. Hambayi. He has therefore urged the government to prioritize and promote local ownership in the management and operation of Zambia's mining sector.
The major ones that are mining copper is that their equity ownership is a lot less than 50%. Mm-hmm. All right, there are some that are, I think, not of the key minerals that we are exporting, for which they own a larger portion. But what we want is mines that are owned by Zambians. Yes, ZCCM is a Zambian, but that is one entity. What we want is that if there are 100 mines in the country, we want 60 of them to be owned by Zambians. This is what we want to see, because then firstly, all the resources that they generate will be retained in the country. And
opposition Green Party President Peter Sinkamba says there's nothing to be excited about regarding the recently signed Local Content Act, arguing that the government has failed to implement previous laws such as the Cannabis Act No. 33 of 2021 and the Industrial Hemp Act No. 34 of 2021. Mr. Sinkamba's remarks follow the signing of the Local Content Statutory Instrument, SI, as directed by President Hakainde Hichilema. Speaking in an interview with RSN News in Osaka today, Mr. Sinkamba said government should focus more on implementing existing laws and policies to ensure that Zambians benefit meaningfully. He further claimed that the latest move by the government appears to be a public relations exercise aimed at gaining political mileage ahead of the 2026 general elections. The attitude by the government in disregarding important issues and later shifting focus to new ones is not helping the country move forward, said Mr. Sinkamba. He added that the Local Content Act has been in existence for some time, and what was needed was timely facilitation and effective implementation rather than renewed publicity.
There is two laws that are sitting without implementation, which this government has failed to implement. We have the Cannabis Act, No. 33 of 2021. We have the Industrial Hemp Act, No. 34 of 2021. And they have been ready for implementation from September 2021 up to now, but nothing has happened.
We now join Chela Silwamba with the latest on the money markets.
It's a good afternoon to our listeners on your number one radio station and a Friday update for U.S. businesses concerned. It's quickly getting into stock markets. We are looking at the Osaka Stock Exchange, very profitable as right now. It's 25415, and I've seen Zambia Sugar shares changed $2 million yesterday, and they're trading at 60 kwacha and 1 ungwe. That's Zambia Sugar. So if you can pick up 100 or so forth, you're doing fine. 46358 Dow Jones and 2309429. And if you're driving Brent crude on 647061.01, just in case you're flying out, that is JTUA. And I'm looking at if you can have your Nshima corn international market 417 Tetana. And just in case you're going to go for bread, it's $5 wheat Tetana international market. Copper price sort of easy. Is off. I'm looking at coming down, trading as 10.392 per ton, and looking about soybeans on 1014, and I'm looking at cocoa lovers. Cocoa has gone down international market to trade on 5976. And for you interested in gold, it's dropped from the 4,000 per an ounce down to 3995.43 an ounce, and vis-a-vis nickel on $3.15.360 a ton. 1.32 is the pound, 1.15 is the euro. South African rand strong at 20.24. It's on this level, rand, I think, for the past whole with past week. Japanese yen, as you just get the yen, a Toyota is 152 per dollar Japanese yen. And just in case, here towards India, paid school medical holiday 88.69. That way it is. And always take note, Indian rupee is on 88.5. That was, that's where it is. As all in all, now kwacha, it was good news in the morning. It actually dropped to the level of 22.5. That's why the banks were buying it. 22.5, yes. And selling it as low as 22.85. They've just gone back to 23. Stanbic Bank actually held it at 23.01 from yesterday, and they're buying as 22.66. They've just gone on a buying on 22.67 and holding it up on 23.1. So all in all, the kwacha, it is wobble, it's gone up. But my take is this. If there's no productivity with the load shedding, there's no demand for dollar. And therefore, as much as dollar comes on the market, it's not being bought. Productivity, demand for the dollar, then things are going to go up. For now, kwacha is strong because I believe there is no demand. Productivity on a 6 hours, right? You're activating in terms of your industry waking of the load shedding. Kwacha strong in your lunch. Bye-bye.
In African news, thousands gathered in the northern Cameroonian city of Maroua to show support for opposition candidate Issa Chimora Bakari just days before the country's presidential election. Despite 92-year-old President Paul Biya seeking to extend his 43-year rule with an eighth term, Bakari says he is confident he can pull off an upset. His supporters say they are desperate for change in a country long plagued by political stagnation. Coming up shortly, major Russian strikes cut power across Kyiv. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families and